No, I mean,
there's a lot of references. I'm sorry. There's a lot of references to Full Circle. I think the main one being, you know, we feel like a family. You know,
see, I couldn't give that.
You couldn't give that? Yeah, you couldn't give
that. Yeah, that can't be.
That's why you wanted me to give
it. It's Full Circle because I'm in the band. Yeah, that wouldn't sound quite right. Would it? No, the title kept coming up. We kept shooting it out there. Like CJ said, it started when we first got Ryan in the band. And all it feels like Full Circle again. But what finally made us decide on that title was the 5th year anniversary of 9/11. There we were playing Bodies in Baghdad and for the troops, and that was really special for the band because after 9/11 2001, our song got banned from the radio, which forever kind of put a connection between our song and the nation's tragedy, which, you know, as you can imagine, was something that none of us were too pleased with. So it just felt like, you know, things had finally come around for us again after having the song banned 5 years later, the anniversary. There we are, because of that song, having the opportunity to go play for the troops there in Iraq.
That it's on my, it's awesome in my career in music that it's been this easy. I mean, everybody just bounces the ideas off of each other, and it's probably the healthiest situation I've ever been in as far as a band goes, and that's reflected in the writing process. There's no toes to be stepped on. Nobody's got an ego when it comes to the writing table, so it was easy, probably the easiest catalog of songs I've ever had the privilege of being part of.
It's also for us, it's like starting over again. We had a very fortunate tour, you know, write a couple songs, do a couple tours. You know, we did 2 USO tours before we even recorded the record. And that gave the songs time to grow. And a lot of bands get in there once they make the first record, they just go in, record, make a record, get out there. They don't even have time to, you know, to see how the fans react to songs and pick which ones will work and what parts of the songs will work and not. So that was a unique process, which I hope we do again on the next record, where we, you know, write some song and give it the live test. How's it changed there, Mike?
Oh, it's different.
It's something in the voice.
Is that what it is?
So we got that. No,
which is completely dumbed down everything.
It's back to
including the answers to all these questions.
It really does. it's music is easy again with Ryan in the band. I mean, we've the three of us have been together and we've written songs for quite a while. Dave came in and just had that natural spark, you know, like Ryan does as well. For the second record, that was missing. It was really a case of pulling teeth with Jason, and it took a while to get that record together and get it out, and even still, we felt rushed and that it was really only half complete. With this one, we've had the time to road test the songs, as we like to call it, but even from the first day that he stepped into the rehearsal room, you know, we've been banging out songs, so it's back to being a family unit again, and it's killer, it's cool. USO, basically, to be quite honest, what happened was we were fortunate to step in when another band was asked, and then for whatever reason they didn't go, whether they declined or they couldn't make it, I don't know. And in the beginning, it kind of fell in our laps, and we got lucky enough to go, and when we went, it definitely changed, you know, every single one of us as far as when we came back. You know, the first thing we wanted to do was, you know, give a piece of ourselves back to the guys and girls that were telling us, you know,